We welcome you to our bonus segment, Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Glenn Mack now. And we are talking about, of course, the Eagles and the Cardinals in a different light. We're going with five Cardinals, past or present, who have connections to the Eagles or to the city of Philadelphia. We've stretched this one pretty much as far as we can.
This one was tougher. Yeah. We did Cowboys earlier this year. That was easy. This was tougher.
Miami Dolphins, simple.
Right. We'll start with number five. Of course, Earl Watford.
Of course. Who doesn't remember Earl Watford?
Earl Watford. Well, he plays from now, except he got hurt last week. He's on injured reserve. He's a 6'4", 300-pound offensive tackle. Went to Simon Gratz High. And, Dave, do you know there are only seven players in the NFL currently who went to Philadelphia schools? That seemed really low. City schools, not suburbs, but that was really low. Here's the other thing I can tell you about Earl Watford. He holds the record at the Wilderness Brewing Company in Arizona for eating 19 tacos in one sitting. I'm sure the coach was delighted.
And he deserves a place on our list just for that.
Yes.
Number four?
Number four, Steve Romanek. Who? You don't remember Steve Romanek?
No.
Steve Romanek is the best damn quarterback ever to come out of Villanova University. I looked at all of the Cardinals ever to see who came out of Temple or Penn or Westchester or any. Not much. This is the best I could find. He started 18 games between 1950 and 54. In those 18 games, 13 touchdowns, 36 interceptions. It's a hell of a career.
That's impressive.
Averaged 1.3 yards rushing.
The best quarterback to ever come from the area, huh?
Out of Villanova to play for the Cardinals.
The
best out of Villanova ever to play in the NFL.
Okay.
So,
but not the best to come out.
Out of the area,
right,
no.
Right.
All right, number three, this one you'll know. Buddy's reunion boys.
Yeah.
When Buddy goes out to Arizona as head coach in 94, Clyde Simmons, Seth Joyner, Andre Waters, Terry Hogue, Ben Smith made a return with him. Jim McMahon, he had them all out there. Most people go to Arizona to retire. He took them out there for one last try. Didn't really work. They went 12-20 over 2 years, and his defense ranked last in the NFL in 1995 in giving up points. So I love those guys when they were here. Didn't work for them out there.
Buddy's watching you all the way to last place. Continue.
All right, number two, I love this guy. Vi Sikkema, yes. We remember Vi Sikkema for what play here?
Of course, the punt return and the pounding on the goalposts up at Giants Stadium.
Right. He played 5 years with the Cardinals, then 2 years with the Eagles at the end. Great punt and kick returner. And I can't think of really anybody who came and played for the Eagles and established themselves more in local TV. I mean, there are a lot of guys we love. Ike Reese, with whom I work. Vi Sikkema has done a great job of making himself part of the community, and he beat up Jose Canseco.
And he is a legend, a living legend in Philadelphia.
Love Vi Sikkema. Okay. And number one, of course, Bruce Arians, right? The coach of the Arizona Cardinals, a guy who coached at Temple for six seasons. He had two winning seasons at Temple in the 1980s. Let me tell you, that was not an easy thing to do back then. That school was really having a tough time recruiting, competing at a high level. They couldn't do it. The worst decision they ever made was to fire Bruce Arians in 1988. Guy worked his way up as an NFL assistant, did a great job in Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger. Now he finally gets his chance to coach in the NFL at age 60. That's old for a guy to start. And leading up to this weekend, he is 41-16 as an NFL coach. Of course, you know he got the job as the fill-in. Working in Indianapolis with Pagano got
the interim.
Thank you. The interim did a great job. So Bruce Arians is the number one guy on Arizona or the Cardinals ever with a Philadelphia connection.
Now, I'm looking and I recall just a teeny bit that Anthony Edwards, a wide receiver, played in Arizona. I think he played in Philadelphia also, but I could be. No, it's. I'll take this.
You got a runner-up? All right,
yeah,
Anthony Edwards?
He might be our runner-up.
He's not going to knock my Steve Romanek off the list. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Anyway, that's our list. Eagles, Cardinals. The connections, they ain't many, but they sure do mean a lot to us. Thanks for joining us here as we take a look at the Eagles versus the Cardinals. Big one on Sunday night. Make sure you tune into PhiladelphiaEagles.com for all of your coverage before, during, and after the game.